Bishop Fenwick boys hockey coach Jim Quinlan is on the line with us, scoring a 7-1 win this afternoon against Peabody in the Carlin Cup championship game. And coach, I guess Ian Worthley was key for you. He had a couple of goals and three assists today.
Yes, he did. He had 5 points. He's a sophomore too, and he was flying out there today. Ian Worthley, he's a good hockey player.
Yeah, I know. When we talked earlier today, you were mentioning you have a very young team. So, you know, how young is your team, the Fenwick team?
We have 10 freshmen. I mean, 10 sophomores. Yeah. Playing, five juniors and three seniors, and then the rest of them are freshmen that I bring up in the lineup on the fourth line.
Yeah. Now was the
so we are a young team.
Yeah. Any other notes about today's game? Any other players that obviously a bunch of players must have done well for you today? Any other highlights from today's game?
Yes. Well, Ian Worthley's line mate, Ethan Belt. He scored a goal and a couple assists. He's a hard working player. He's a junior. He just goes up and down that ice hard, does everything we tell him to do. And him and Ian Worthley play good together that way, because Belt can get him the puck or Ian gets him the puck. He was a big part of Ian getting those 5 points too.
Yeah.
So he's another player that plays very well for
us. Who'd you have in goal today, coach?
I started Jake Miano. He's a backup goalie. He's a sophomore, and I'll tell you, it was 3-1 at one time, and he made two great saves to keep it at 3-1. That game could have changed very easily if they scored.
Yeah.
And then we came right back down and we scored and made a 4-1, and the game just changed.
Gotcha.
And it's because of Jake Miano, how he made that great save. So I got to give it to him too. Coming in, he only played like 3 games for us varsity level. He looked like a varsity goalie out there today.
Now, am I mistaken, but your last game prior to this one was the 2-1 win over Saugus, your alma mater, so to speak. And was that your best game of the year for Fenwick, the Saugus game?
Yes, one of the best games this year. The reason is, I mean, it was like a state tournament atmosphere. A lot of people from Saugus came out. They had to win to stay in the tournament, trying to get in the tournament. And we have Saugus kids on our team, so it's kind of like a rivalry there. And it was a great atmosphere, and it was a great win for the school and for me, because we lost last year too, you know. And so that just shows we're getting better.
Yeah.
It was a great game. We played a game against St. Mary's about 2 weeks ago. Week and a half ago, and that was one of the best games we ever played. Also, we lost 3-2, but we had some great opportunities to win that game.
Jim, does today close out the season for you guys, or do you have one more?
We have one more against Stoneham. And Stoneham's a very good team, so it's a very good test for us. The last game of the season, we play Friday night in Stoneham.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Coach, can you, if you hang on the line, any other thoughts about your team that you want to share with us? Is kind of looking big picture of the season for 2017-2018 here for Bishop Fenwick Hockey.
Yes, our team here. I'm proud of this team. They've come in. A lot of these seniors had 3 coaches in their career at Bishop Fenwick because of my second year here. But I'm proud of them because they worked hard and they listened to me. The whole year, we got better every game, and we were right there to make the tournament. A couple losses that we could have pulled out for wins, we would have been in the tournament. But these kids never stopped, never quit, and that's what I love about this team. And next year, we can bring that in, and we can show a lot of people what we're all about next year.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of teams in our league are seeing that. So.
Coach, if you could just hang on the line for just a second. That's Coach Jim Quinlan from Bishop Fenwick Boys Hockey, 7-1 winners in the Carlin Cup today over Peabody High and at the Peabody Rink. And this is MSO New Sports.